Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. An unseen force, how hyperwinds are redefining our world. In the wake of our planet's most turbulent period, humanity now faces an unseen, unrelenting force, hyperwinds. These are not your average gusts. These are walls of air demolishing the remnants of what we once called civilization. In the shadow of hyperstorms, hyperwinds have emerged as the inadvertent inheritance of our climate inaction. A sinister whisper of nature's unrest that now roams across continents. Hyperwinds are born from the depths of climate change, tearing apart ecosystems and societies that are already hanging by a thread. Their strength is enormous, at times sustained at speeds that would make historical hurricanes seem like gentle breezes. They rip through cities, turning skyscrapers into skeletons, leaving trails of dust where once stood homes, the inheritance we never wanted. Intermittently tearing the skies, these gusts inherit the warmth of oceans excessively heated by carbon pollution. They feed on the irregular temperatures and brew over the vast, barren landscapes, themselves scars of deforestation and environmental degradation. Hyperwinds are as much a creation of the Anthropocene as the concrete jungles they now routinely level. Our experts, like Dr. Angela Hart, have tried to warn us. The economic shifts and social stratification we've seen in the wake of hyperstorms mirror the upheaval that hyperwinds now exacerbate. Whole industries falter in their paths, and the cost of inaction has been laid bare as humanity scrambles to find shelter from the wind's wrath. Cultural fallout and dark humor amid desolation from the cultural falls of hyperstorms, hyperwinds have spun a new web of dark humor. Illustrative of our times, the jokes now cut deeper, as people find solace in laughter when faced with the endless wailing of these new gales. But should we laugh or should we learn? It's as if Earth itself mocks us, revolting against the seeds of destruction we have sown. In particular, areas already brought to their knees by hyperstorms can attest that when hyperwinds descend, it further divides the haves and have-nots. Makeshift shelters that barely withstood the rain now offer no resistance to the relentless gales. Our legacy, bereft of hope but full of lessons. As we chronicle these hyperwinds, it is clear the future we once dreamed of is dissolved in the howling tempests of our own design. There is no savior windmill on the horizon, no last-minute technology to reclaim what we have lost. This is our legacy. Bereft of hope but full of lessons, the hyperwinds will be remembered not for the energy they could have provided, but for the chaos they brought. To reckon with this is to acknowledge the bitter truth, that the hyperwinds, much like the hyperstorms before them, are a lesson of what becomes of a world suffocated by its own hand.